Section 2. You will hear a tutor giving students a tour of a self-access centre. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 16. Now listen and answer questions 11 to 16.
Okay, so here we are on the first floor. The self-access centre is just along here on the left. This room's very popular with students and can get quite busy. When it's quiet, you can come here as often as you want. But if there's a lot of demand, such as coming up to exam time, we have to limit sessions to make sure everyone gets a chance to use the resources. If you'd like to follow me in, so, here we are. As you can see, it's a lovely bright room with lots of resources to help you with your English studies. Over there, against the wall, we have a row of internet-connected computers. As you can imagine, these get taken very quickly with students wanting to check their email, Facebook, that kind of thing. Because of the demand, we ask students to try and stick to about 30 minutes maximum. You'll need to log in with your username and password. You should have created these already during your induction. Please do not share your details with anyone else, and please make sure you read our policy on using the internet. I mentioned the help desk earlier, and that's it over there, just past the computers in the corner. There are usually two members of staff available to help you, and these will often be teachers, so if you have any language questions, that's where you can go. Now, over there you can see the reference section. You'll find dictionaries, exam practice tests, vocabulary and grammar books. I should point out that these books are for reference only, and we don't offer a loan service. We are allowed to make photocopies of one or two pages, so if there's an exercise you need a copy of, ask the staff to help. Now, these computers on the oval table here, they're our high-spec PCs. You'll find programs to help you with your English, but also opportunities to practice other languages, such as Spanish, Chinese, German, several languages in fact. Some of them require a CD-ROM. You can collect them from the help desk. By the way, there's no internet connection on these computers, nor any office software for the time being. If you want to do any word processing, you'll need to use one of the laptops we keep for this purpose. Again, see the staff if you need one of these.
Before you hear the rest of the tour, you have some time to look at questions 17 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 17 to 20.
Some of you were asking earlier about extra listening practice, and these small rooms here are dedicated language labs. If you want to use this resource, see a member of staff to buy a set of headphones. And finally, here on the left, we have two stands with our large collection of readers. These are simplified novels by well-known British authors like Charlotte Bronte, Charles Dickens and Shakespeare. The books are graded and you'll find lots that will be appropriate to your level. Unlike the reference books, you can take these readers home and keep them for up to 14 days. I think that's everything. The centre is open from 8:30 till 5:30 during the week, so as your classes start at 9, those of you who get here early can use the resource before your lesson. Although it's open all day long, it's booked by a tutor for their class now and again, so you might not be able to gain access if you have any free time during the day. It's best to ask the tutor concerned if it's okay to pop in. Oh, and it's open on Saturday as well, just for a few hours, from 10 till 1.
That is the end of Section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 3.